We walk door to door for hours, gathering as many children as possible. Sometimes we have smiling little faces come approach us. However, there are a lot of angry elderly people. By the end of the week, over 100 children were attending Austin, Texas VBS. Tuesday, we helped with the fire relief charity, filling bags full of belongings. Last year, there was a large forest fire that took out many acres of land, including houses surrounding the area. The community provided many clothes or more belongings to support these suffering families. However, there are still many suffering today. There are coats, pants, shirts, toys, books, etc. supplied. By the end of the day, our group managed to bag a whole room full of belongings. Wednesday, this is the day that hit me the hardest. As a whole SERV team, we went out to the main streets of Austin in front of the Salvation Army building, and we preached to the homeless. The first street we walked down, over 100 people were sleeping under the cement structure because the Salvation Army rooms were too full. Many homeless people were approaching us. Whether they were angry, upset, or bitter, we spoke to them all. We began by listening to their story and how they ended up in their situation. Then we would ask if we could pray for them and if they had any prayer requests. Even though the people were in such rough condition, they never seemed to let it get to them. They always spoke to us with hope and faith. Many people were so amazed and thankful for the prayers. We prayed for so many people that day, only hoping that they wouldn't lose their faith in God. Thursday was the hottest, longest day of the week. As always, the church shipped us off to work sites early in the morning. This time we were brought to a leadership camp for young boys from ages 12 to 20. Here we worked in long grass, being warned about the multiple snakes found, building a barbed wire fence. We created four rows of wire in each section, and we ended up building half a mile of the fence. This fence would then be used to show the boys the boundaries of the yard. By the end of the day, we are sweaty, exhausted, and have multiple cuts all over our body. Friday. This was the day that I enjoyed the most. Not only was I able to spend my 18th birthday painting a woman's house, but this is the day we traveled to the big city of San Antonio. In the morning, our groups packed up and headed to their work site. Today, my group had the privilege to help a woman in need. She was battling cancer for over a year now, and she's doing great. As a SERV team, we were able to paint the whole house, including the siding, doors, and garage. By noon, we were off to the city. This is the day away after all the hard work. We were able to shop and see the historical Alamo. If you're all not aware of what the Alamo is, it's a historical battlefield which the Texans fought on that is still present today. So I'd say the most important, meaningful moment of this trip was meeting with the homeless people. The first lady that we spoke to impacted me the most. When we told her who we were and asked her if she had any prayer requests, she started shrieking in tears. She was so upset it was very hard to follow what she was saying, but from what I heard, it was the difficulties of how she got into her position. So we all held hands and created a circle around her as we began to pray, asking God to be with her in her journey and support her. Within the middle of the prayer, she started crying again. It was the most heartbreaking and inspiring moments of my life. That moment came so clearly in mind, I can never forget her. So I'd like to thank all of you for the support you gave me during this trip. It was the most amazing trip I've ever experienced in my life. Traveling to Texas was a scary time, and it was great knowing that I had a church family standing behind me and rooting for me. I learned so much about my relationship with God, as well how he is impacting everyone else's life. I really appreciate all this church has done for me. Thank you.
So I created a Bear With Me if there's any music mistakes or whatever. Dude, we're really gonna get to start off that way.
Thank you. This life to be fair. time for a couple of questions. Any questions for Emily about anything you saw or what she said? It's an amazing amount of work going into producing something like that, let alone your work calendar during the week. Yes.
Did you get to go through the Alamo?
Yes, we did. We weren't able to take pictures, though. That was the problem, because the building was so old. They told us that they were no flashes were able or anything. But like we saw like the room where like the woman and the children were saved. They were like, this is the room where they were saved. If they were not in this room, then they would be dead. And like we saw all the armor and guns and stuff used.
You were on the street of the homeless people. Was it mostly older people? Was there children?
We were in front of the Salvation Army, and there was like no children at all. They were all like 20 or 30 or something like that. They weren't very old, and they weren't young now. They're like older than me.
Would you go on another serve mission trip?
I would do it. Yeah. I would go tomorrow. I love it. I recommend it to everybody, all the younger ones and the older ones. Do it. It's so worth it.
So the reason for the homelessness, was it job loss or health?
The one guy was sitting on the ground, and he was frustrated, and he was mad at himself, and he was saying how it was because of his choices he made, and he was like, I was stupid for doing it. I made stupid choices when I was younger, and this is why I'm here. Like, a lot of them confessed that they made ridiculous choices, and that's why they're in the position. They never said, oh, well, it wasn't my problem. Like, they always admitted to it.
You're mentioning that it affected you in your kind of spiritual journey a little bit. Can you talk about that a little bit more, or how God seemed to be different after?
I just feel like I look more deeply into people. I find like you look into the faces of them in Texas, and like they're so like so upset inside. But like if you look within them and like you talk to them, you can really see that they actually are. They have so much faith. Like they have so much faith in the Lord. It's crazy. Like they were sitting. There were so many homeless people, and they're like, oh yeah, I'm so Christian, and like. They were like, I know people can just say that, but like they were like naming off so many verses, and they were like, he's been with me all the time, and like, I don't know, it's just, everyone has hope inside, I feel like, now that I see that.
See with the eyes of Jesus, see inside people.
Yeah.
You were saying that the, you went door to door, the older people were angry.
Yes.
Were they angry at God, or the fact that you were going door to door?
Well, a lot of, like, sometimes we'd be looked at, and then they'd walk away, or they'd slam the door in our face, or, like, they didn't, a lot of them would come to the door, and some of them would, but they'd look at us like we had three heads or something, like, oh, is there any children at home, and they're like, no, like, what are you doing, that kind of thing, so it's like, I don't know, it's kind of weird.
As far as the cost, it was about over $500 for the airfare and over $300 for the registration, I think. As far as what to get you down there.
I only know the total cost. That was it.
And how much?
I have no
idea. $800 or $900.
I'm thinking like $700, $800 or something like that.
Yeah. So our church helped with, I think, $300 church council leave out of local mission, and then there were some donations as well.
Yes, I really appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Glad to be a part of it.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Stop.
All right, thank you for sending Emily and the others to Texas and for what they learned there and the people they were able to interact with. Or to work with grace in their lives, we pray, and also Emily's and Gay's and the others on the team, and help us to be changed by what you lead us to experience. In Christ's name, amen.
Thank you.